My heart beat faster, wondering what game she played. But I continued across the entrance hall. Fitzwilliam paused by the front door and eyed me expectantly.
"Will you join me for a ride across the fields, Wickham? I should be glad of your company."
I hesitated. "No, I will not detain you. I have a matter to take care of first." He nodded amiably and left. Fitzwilliam had no sooner taken his leave than Lady Harlow emerged from the dining room and approached me. Without a word, she slipped into the library across the hall and gestured for me to follow. I stood rooted to the spot. This was madness, insanity, and it was decidedly improper. Thrusting aside my misgivings, I strode across the empty hallway and through the double doors and regarded her in apprehension as she shut them behind us with great care. "You take a dangerous risk," I turned to her. "If anyone should see us..." She leaned back against the door.
"No one will see us, and what I have to say to you will take but a moment."
The blood rushed, pounding in my ears. I made no reply.
"I hope you will forgive me."
She drew closer.
"The brandy last night made me tired. I fell asleep before I could come to you."
When I said nothing, still nursing my pique, she leaned forward.
"Oh dear, you are angry with me, I think."
The scent of violets teased me as she pressed her lips fleetingly on mine. I groaned and reached for her.
"No,"
she chided gently and pushed my hands away.
"Not here, not now, but soon, mon chéri, soon. Leave it to me."
I bit back a sigh of frustration. I wanted her, desperately. But for now, her promise would have to be enough.
"Wait for me outside. I will join you in a moment. Now, you must go, and quickly."